Welcome to the AMGU Telecom Podcast. Here's the team from AMGU with insider news and opinions on the issues affecting you from the mobile industry, AMGU phones, and everything Android. Hello again, this is Adrian Layton from AMGU, and I'm here with Dan Beach, and today we're going to be talking about one of our very special phones that we're predicting is going to be a very big hit in 2015, the AM506 Spark. Dan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ed.
Cool. We're coming to you actually on Christmas Eve, but the festivities aren't going to stop us from creating this podcast for you. And to any of you listeners who are new to the podcast, I think we need to just introduce who AMGU are again briefly. So, Dan, who are AMGU?
Great, yeah. And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Absolutely.
I hope you're at home with your families and having a great time. Lots of turkey and mulled wine, etc. So AMGU is a mobile manufacturer. We're obviously based in China, but we've got offices around the globe. We make our own products, which is relatively unique for brands around the world. Most oftentimes they'll be using an OEM factory in China. We actually run and own our own. So we make phones typically for developing markets. So we look at Latin America, Africa, India, and oftentimes that's been feature phones. But what we're looking at most recently in 2014, but going into 2015, is making really great smartphones that are accessible to our markets in these developing regions.
Okay. What kinds of smartphones in general are AMGU offering at the moment?
So we actually have a very broad range now, especially the new range that we're launching actually right now. So you can go from the very, very entry-level kind of phone with minimum specs, but a great deal higher than what you could expect from a feature phone at the 3.5-inch screen, dual-core chipset, or even single-core chipset at 1.2 gigahertz and half a gigabyte of RAM, all the way up to, you know, LTE phone with a quad or octa-core chipset, 5-inch screen, a gigabyte of RAM, really quite a speedy, beautiful phone. I mean, they're all beautiful, but there's something about that beautiful IPS QHD screen at 5 inches that is just kind of out of this world.
Sure, absolutely, and we were definitely talking about some of the higher spec phones as we go on through these podcasts. However, today we're going to be talking about a very special phone that I think you'd agree sort of comes in a little bit lower down in at that end of the market.
Yeah, so the phone we're talking about is the AM506 Spark. And this, in our minds at the very least, and from the people that we've spoken to in the market, is really a game-changing phone. What we've been able to do here is create a phone that we believe everybody can own. We've got some serious specs in here. It's not what we've actually tried to avoid is creating a phone that, yes, I mean it's you might call it a smartphone, but there's nothing smart about it, wherein it's using an old version of Android or it's got a really poor processor or low RAM, low memory. This phone actually doesn't do any of that. It's got Android 4.4, it's GMS licensed, which means Google Media Suite, so it's been tested by Google. It's got a dual-core 1.2 gigahertz chipset. It's got 512 megabytes of RAM and 4 gigabytes of internal memory. And that's in addition to any SD card that you wanted to add up to 32 gigabytes. Yeah, so it's quite an impressive phone.
And that's at the lower end of the range. But I mean, when we use the word lower, I don't want this to sound disparaging or negative in any way. And I think the point that you make about how this phone, and that's why we called it the Spark, right? Because we're sparking something new. We're sparking something off, a new trend even, hopefully. And so, you know, perhaps if listeners,
but these aren't really
America,
new kinds of
thinking,
levels of specifications
this
for today's,
doesn't sound like,
you know, big,
it's,
no,
you know,
big name
to me.
Smartphone,
you know, 3.5-inch screen
that we're seeing out
dual
there.
Core,
so,
you know,
why
four,
is this phone
4 GB
special,
of memory? That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, you're right. So, I mean, the trend in the smartphone industry is really to make pack in as many specs as humanly possible and you know, do a great big launch, and you know, it's really amazing what you can do there. But that phone will typically sell for somewhere in the region of about $1,000, which is well and above most people's budgets,
it's
I would argue.
My budget.
You know, so what we've really tried to do is sort of flip that on its head and say, well, what kind of phone could we make and how accessible could we make it in terms of cost right now? And what that really means is how much specs could we pack in while still making the phone as cost effective as humanly possible without sacrificing sort of specs and user experience. And that's what we've really done with the Spark.
Okay. To talk about the specifications for a moment, what could I typically expect to be able to do with the AM506 Spark?
Well, I suppose that's really the purpose of the device, right? So, you know, we wanted a phone that was capable. We didn't want to make sort of a brick that just made calls and was smartphone in name only. So, you know, with its processor, with its memory, with its, you know, HSDPA plus 3G, I mean, that's 21.1 megabits a second down. That's faster than most people's home connections. So, I mean, whether it's, you know, browsing the internet at high speed, downloading music, streaming video, downloading one of a billion apps available on the Google Play Store, or the internet generally with an APK, there's, you know, the question is almost better to be asked, what couldn't you do with this device?
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think it puts it into perspective when, for a similar price point as a feature phone, people are going to be able to upgrade, perhaps even in the case of Asia, the Americas, Africa, to a smartphone for the first time, and they're getting a smartphone which is Android 4.4 KitKat. And so, you know, this isn't some old, outdated version of Android. You're getting something which is totally up to date, and as you've said, can do almost anything: video, TV, music player, ebooks, surf the internet at a reasonably high speed with 3G. I mean, it's pretty exciting stuff when you look at it at, in terms of the market that it's really meant for.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what you're really talking about is for many people, this is going to be their first computer. I mean, I'm sure you started off with a PC much in the way that many people did, you know, in England or North America, you know, a big bulky beast, you know, with no internet access to speak of. Well, these people are going to be able to do pretty much anything that you could do on a typical smartphone, which in many respects is the modern computer today, for a price that is comparable to a feature phone. So, I mean, when you compare the two, when you compare what they're upgrading from, such as a 1.8-inch or even a 2.2-inch feature phone, and maybe that will have access to a couple third-party apps. You know, maybe it's got WhatsApp, maybe it's got Facebook, maybe it surfs the web, but not very high fidelity. There's not many mobile sites that really work with feature phones anymore. You know, so it's really game-changing what they're going to be able to do.
So to clarify, by feature phone, you're talking about, you know, the Nokia 3310-esque kind of bar phone with the keypad on it already and a very small screen?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're talking about the legacy beast of a bar phone that actually, and it's hard to believe, but still today is about at parity with smartphones. So you're talking hundreds of millions of feature phones still in use today. So there's a massive market for actual smartphones that work.
Affordable
smartphones that work. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because up to now, the biggest barrier to smartphone adoption in the developing world is price. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you think about, because you've had this sort of gap wherein you could either spend a great deal of money for a high-end smartphone, or you could try your luck with a sort of low-end smartphone running, you know, Android 2.2 with, next to no memory, terrible screen resolution, very low fidelity. I mean, if you wanted to watch video, it was a horrible experience. You couldn't save anything to it without an SD card. It won't run any apps simultaneously. It'll shut down whatever you're doing. 'Cause it just
sounds great.
And you can't use most of the apps because the phone is not using the most up-to-date OS for which those apps were often built. So the experience was just, to be frank, terrible. So we've tried very, very hard to make this as great a user experience as possible.
And I mean, holding the phone in my hands isn't going to work so well in the podcast format, so I do apologize to our listeners. But I mean, you know, it's a good looking phone. It's certainly not, when we talk about low cost, I don't consider this to be sort of a cheap and tacky phone. It looks sturdy. I'd say, if anything, it's akin to one of the iPhones that is from a couple of 3 years ago.
Sure. I mean, in fact, it's kind of funny because the processor is actually faster than what you would get in an iPhone 4. You know, so technology is racing very quickly. The reason that we're able to do a phone at such low cost and high quality is actually because of that speed of technology. The rate of change is itself getting faster. So when we talk about a chipset, you know, from a few years ago, well, the speed is actually doubled in terms of what you pay for it over an 18-month period. So we're really able to do a great deal at much lower cost continuously. It just doesn't stop.
Dan, we touched on it earlier a little bit, but let's get right down to it. Who is this phone for?
Sure. So, you know, what I really view this, and I don't want to sound sort of disingenuous or, you know, like this is some kind of corporate speak, but in reality, I really view this phone as being a phone for everyone. And I can say that pretty confidently because of its price point and the specs, what it can do. So, I mean, if you're a person that owns a feature phone because that's what you can afford, you're limited by cost, this is really accessible. This is something that you could have a realistic chance of buying. And, you know, the difference between what you can expect in terms of user experience from a feature phone to this phone is night and day. You know, so internet access, apps, fidelity, the size of the screen, everything about this phone is better than what you're going to get from a feature phone, period. As well as being a fantastic Android phone in and of itself. So if you're someone who, for example, goes out on a night on the town and you don't want to carry around your $1,000 computer in your pocket, this is a fantastic option to bring with you because you can still do everything that you would do with your expensive phone, such as, you know, take videos and photos and share your pics on Instagram or on Facebook. You can still do all of that, no problem.
So you're saying in somewhere like the developed world, like the Western countries of USA, Canada, Australia or whatever, the 506 would actually potentially be a really great option as a spare phone?
Absolutely, yeah. So I mean, if you want to talk about like a spare car that you don't necessarily drive all the time, but, you know, it's there when you need it. Yeah, this would be a fantastic option for that.
Or I guess a good phone for kids as well, maybe, if the parents don't want to splash out $600-$700 on a phone, but the kids obviously still want a really good Android phone.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a robust phone. It's not going to break that easily, but even if it does, you know, you're not so out of pocket that you're like, ooh, yeah, I don't really want to buy another one of those. It's actually well within that range for sure.
So often you get you know, all of the capabilities of more expensive things for less money, especially with technology. They often say you get what you pay for, but I think with the 506, kind of sounds cheesy now, but you get more than you pay for.
You really do. And you know, in terms of what you can expect from the smartphone industry, it often seems like things are so expensive. And that oftentimes, you know, some of these companies have huge margins on top of what it costs to build the phone. It just so happens that we don't. We're trying to get phones to market at prices people can afford. And that is our mission, not necessarily to, you know, bank as much money as humanly possible.
Well, and long may that continue, because I mean, making an accessible phone is all about, you know, creating phones which are affordable as well as being desirable. I think the Android as well is especially quite a draw because it's a common user experience, right?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, look, there are a lot of OSs out there, a lot in terms of OSs anyway, but if you look at Microsoft, if you look at Firefox, but really what you get with Android is this sort of familiar, intuitive experience that you really don't get with the other operating systems. And, you know, the app marketplace, all of the existing preloaded apps that come with a Google Suite really are fantastic to use and really increase the user experience.
And I guess a lot of people around the world who haven't yet upgraded to a smartphone may already have a Gmail account.
For sure. I mean, so a lot of what you already have online will work with your Android account. So if you talk about, you know, simply with your Gmail address, you're going to be able to log into all of those other Google services that vastly increase the value of those apps. So, I mean, if you're talking about maps and calendars and all of this, it's just fantastic.
And Drive as well.
For
free,
sure.
Free cloud storage for all, even
so,
via your phone.
Exactly. So, I mean, what is it, 5 gigabytes of you know, storage that, I mean, whatever it is, if it's movies, if it's photos, mm-hmm. everything's there. Accessible all the time. You can't lose it. It's always available, which is, yeah, just another fantastic feature of using the Android platform.
Yeah, I suppose it's typical that we sort of end talking about the phone by speaking so much about Android and about getting online with Android, but I guess that is really the big difference between smartphones and feature phones, the influence that the internet has over them. And anybody listening to this, I guess, is using the internet a lot for work, for pleasure. I mean, if you're listening to a podcast, you're going to be on the internet at some point to get that podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
And so to allow a huge audience of people who perhaps never had access to the internet that we're currently using to get online is quite a magical thing, quite an exciting thing for 2015.
Yeah, I mean, look, if I really wanted to drill down on the why we want to do this, is because You've got a billion or more people that currently don't really access the internet. They're not part of this global community that we are all currently a part of, including the listeners. Mm. So what we're really curious to see is what happens when you add a billion or more people to this global conversation, to this economic conversation, where borders no longer matter, where access to information is limitless, education is limitless. This, for us, is an incredible prospect. We're really, really excited about it. And if we can facilitate that in some small way, we're very happy to do that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's why 2015 is shaping up to be quite the exciting year for AMGU. So, finally, I hope everybody's interested in the AM506 Spark and everybody out there is thinking, okay, this phone sounds awesome. Where am I going to get this phone? How am I going to get this phone, Dan?
Yeah, that's a great question. So end users will be able to get the phone in the US, Latin America, the Caribbean. We'll be shipping to Africa and India next year as well. So, yeah, in a lot of markets globally. That said, if there's a distributor listening out there and you want to get this phone into your market, please feel free to reach us. You can find our contact info on the website at www.amgu.com.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, so come and have a look at the 506. It's online now on the AMGU website. Also, don't forget to catch up with us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, pretty much everywhere. And have a look at the blogs as well, which we're all writing. And if you do want to have a word with Dan, you can drop Dan a line. Dan, what's your email address?
dan.beach@amgu.com.
Excellent. So Dan's the man to contact if you're interested in learning more about any of the phones and of course for any of the sales. So we hope to hear from you soon about that. And if you do have any more questions about the AM506, please feel free to ask us in the comments to this show, and hope to see you again next time.